We are joined here in the Media Center with the current Funny Car number one qualifier, Jack Beckman. His pass of 3.845 seconds at 332.43 mile per hour during Q2 held strong. So, Jack, talk about the last pass and the success behind it.
It is so cold out here. I don't think people have a grip for it. Well, I guess cold's a relative term, right? For you folks that live in Indy, it's not that cold. For a California boy, it's freezing. It's one of the days where putting a fire suit and a helmet on actually is something to look forward to. And when it's this cold, the tracks get so tricky. People think colder's always better, and it is to a point. And then it kind of tips over, and the track gets so cold that window for hitting a good run just gets tiny, really small. So we got 1 point for being third quickest the first session, and I thought that was great. But then to come back and kind of back that up, and we actually tied Courtney for low ET, and I think we got the number one spot for now based on speed. I like the fact we were able to make back-to-back runs like that, especially after Pomona. We had a problem in the semifinals. The minute we fired the car up, it was shredding the blower belt. And the guys didn't find anything obvious at the track. They brought the rigs here in Phoenix, left them, flew back to Indy and restocked stuff. Flew back out here 2 days ago, unloaded, tore things apart, and we found the problem. It was a bearing support on the crankshaft. And I love when you find the smoking gun, because that means you can do things to prevent that happening again. So to go from that minor letdown at Pomona to come out here and lay two strong runs down, I'm totally satisfied.
You're one of only a couple of cars that made back-to-back good runs on this track. Do you feel, you know, more confident going into tomorrow knowing that you've made a couple of good runs?
Usually if you have conditions like this, you say, well, we won't race in these conditions. You know, usually those hero runs on Friday night are kind of a throwaway for data for the crew chiefs because you won't see it again. But I think we're going to see them tomorrow, and I think we're going to see the same conditions on Sunday. So what makes me feel confident is we have great data that probably will be able to get used again in the next 2 days.
All right. Thank you, and best of luck.
Thank you.